We are going to be talking to Romy Levenstein, who is the Executive Director of Feed South Africa. Good afternoon to you, Romy.
Hi, Simon. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Romy, we're living in very weird and wacky times, and many of us are feeling quite sorry for ourselves, and yet we're the lucky ones because we've got homes to come home to, water, running water to wash our hands, and food to eat. You're seeing a whole different side of South Africa, you're not?
Yes, for sure. COVID-19 has obviously devastated everyone and it's affected everyone globally. But I don't think people can even comprehend or understand the devastations within the townships at this time. It's been a very, very difficult time, and yeah, it's been crazy at the moment. Crazy, crazy times.
No, I'm sure. I mean, a little earlier in this afternoon show, we were speaking to a lawyer who said basically the contract of employment between an employer and employee is suspended because it's not capable of performance. So you don't really have to pay your employees right now. So I would imagine the level of need, the level of desperation is absolutely off the charts.
For sure. So I cannot stress enough. If you can support at this point small businesses, please, please do. Supporting small businesses at this stage of the game is really, really important, especially with Feed SA at the moment, where we get our products and our hygiene products and our food. We're trying our best to locate every small business possible just to try to help them and take a little bit of anxiety off of their hands.
Romy, tell us a little bit about your organization, Feed SA. How many are you feeding? Who are you feeding? Who's funding you, etc.?
Okay, so Feed SA has been running for about 12 years now. We feed about 6,500 people twice a day for breakfast and for lunch. We also develop in the townships where possible and educate when we have enough funding to do so. We also get involved in a lot of different projects during the year, let it be school uniforms or school books, wherever we can, we get involved. But about a week before, I would say, lockdown, my partners and I, Roxy Prebatch and Genevieve Solomons, got together and said something's crazy is going down. Like, we've got a plan for this. Something big's going to happen. So we decided to launch Kunye, which means together, in Khoza, where our main campaign is to get bulk essentials into the township, like food and hygiene products, at a very, very fast pace. So what we've been doing is we've been building hampers for 480 rand, which literally lasts a family for plus minus 14 days. And this will help a family of four. It has been really, really successful. The donations have poured in. I mean, our goal at first was 5,000 hampers. We've exceeded that goal. So we're now going for 10,000 hampers. And it's just been, we've been working day and night to get through this.
What an incredible thing, because what this virus has done, was my sense, is it has certainly created a sense of us in a way that I'm not sure existed 2.5 weeks ago. So interesting to me to hear that so many people are wanting to be able to assist and support and help where possible.
Simon, you cannot believe the response we have gotten. It has been beyond comprehension. There is no words. I was saying also on a panel last night, I cannot believe how South Africans have come together, especially the Jewish community. Everyone's eager to get involved. Everyone's prepared to donate, if it's to my charity or any other charity. It's really in a really hard time. It's been so positive to see the amount of help that we've been offered.
Romy, tell us where, what, and how, because I'm going to have to leave this shortly, but tell us how we can help, where we can help, and where we need to go.
So right now we really need funding, monetary funding, as well as if you have bulk products of food and hygiene products, that's also welcomed. But if you'd like to donate, you can go to our website, www.feedsa.co.za, and donate there. It will be really, really appreciated, and we're just working night and day to get as much stuff as possible into the townships.
Romy Levenstein, the Executive Director of Feed SA, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. I hope all of you heard those addresses. Maybe we will take them and put them up on our website so that if you feel that you want to make a contribution and help your fellow South Africans, we'll know where to do it, because my goodness me, the need is certainly there. Romy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.